From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President-elect Barack Obama introduced his energy and environmental team at a news conference today. Leading the so-called Obama Green Team is Stephen Chu, the choice for energy secretary. He shared the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1997. Mr. Obama also was questioned about contacts between his staff and Governor Rod Blagojevich in connection with the scandal over filling the president-elect's Senate seat. NPR's Brian Naylor was at today's Chicago news conference, and he joins me now. Brian, we'll get to the Green Team in just a minute, but first, what did the president-elect say regarding the Blagojevich probe and the Senate seat vacancy?
Not a lot, Michelle. The Obama transition team office had released a statement earlier in the day saying that there were no inappropriate contacts or conversations between Obama or his aides and Illinois Governor Blagojevich or his aides, and that they wouldn't release their review until next week, but that there was nothing untoward. And asked about that today, President-elect Obama didn't shed much more light than that, saying the prosecutor's office of Patrick Fitzgerald had asked him not to release the report and that he doesn't want to interfere with an ongoing investigation. So that will be left until next week. Also unanswered was the question as to whether there was a contact between his incoming chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, and the governor's office. According to published reports, Rahm Emanuel is heard on one of the wiretaps, one of the recorded conversations, talking about possible candidates, but Mr. Obama didn't address that issue today.
Brian, tell us a little bit more about the Green Team that was introduced today.
Well, one of the most interesting appointments was that of Dr. Stephen Chu. This has been in the works for a while. He was named as Energy Secretary. He is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist who led the Berkeley National Labs and has been quite outspoken on the issue of global climate change. He also named Lisa Jackson to head the EPA. Ms. Jackson is worked for the governor of New Jersey was a chief of staff. He also named Carol Browner, who was a former EPA chief, to head in sort of an internal White House working group on issues of environment and climate change, as well as Nancy Sutley, who will become the head of the Council of Environmental Quality. The president-elect stressed that he's quite serious about the issues surrounding energy and green jobs and climate change, and despite the difficult economy, potential budget, federal budget deficit of $1 trillion that he's about to inherit, he intends to move forward with creating new jobs, new green jobs, and he restated his commitment to create more than 2 million new jobs, many of them in the energy and environment areas.
That's NPR's Brian Naylor speaking to us from Chicago. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Michelle.
And tonight there are reports that the president-elect has chosen his education secretary, and he looked to his hometown for Chicago Public Schools Chief Executive Officer Arne Duncan.